It's 8:07 on the morning show, Tuesday morning, March 21st, continuing National Agriculture Week.
It is education.
It is education. We're actually going to be
learning.
We spoke about ag education yesterday with Taylor Brown, which, by the way, you can find online at kchanews.com. All these interviews this week are brought to you by Floyd County Farm Bureau. Kay Winkleman, who do we have in studio?
We have this morning Roxanne Bajelica. Again, as we are celebrating all week, National Ag Week, and it is being celebrated across the nation. Agriculture is so important to this entire country, obviously. So we are celebrating this week with the Floyd County Farm Bureau, and we're talking about what this industry, it's a shared industry by all of us, whether we partake in it or we work it, which Roxanne does. So thank you so much for joining us today, Roxanne.
Well, good morning, Kay.
First of all, let's introduce yourself. Talk a little bit about what you do for the ag industry.
Well, Kay, thanks for having us in this morning. And my first role is really farm wife. And my second role is mother of farm kids. And even though they're growing now, they all work in agriculture. And in Iowa, it's just a great place to be able to find jobs in agriculture. But I've also worked in the pork industry for well over 30 years. I always just say a long time. I don't give them how many years. And I've worked with swine producers of both large and small. And I can tell you firsthand that they all do a great job of just taking care of their animals. So that's some of my roles. And then locally here, I'm on the local Floyd County Farm Bureau Board.
Okay. The theme for this year, let's talk a little bit about that and tell me what it all means.
Well, as you said, it is an industry that we all share. And when you think of agriculture and you're driving down the road and you see, you know, the hog buildings or you see cattle being fed or farmers driving their tractors, that's not where it stops. You know, the farmers in the field and the livestock we raise, agriculture is so much more. And in fact, in Iowa, 20% of the population is employed in agriculture. And for Floyd County, it is about 20% as well. It's something many of us share, even if we aren't the person driving the tractor or taking care of the livestock.
Sure. Those statistics are high, actually, and surprisingly higher than I would have ever thought. But obviously, it's easy to understand when we consider all of the service-related ag jobs that help keep a farm running smoothly, or, you know, the process, the raw products that come from farms. It's amazing what comes from a farm.
Yep, you're exactly right, Kay. Just take my modern pig farm, for example. Each day, those pigs need to be comfortable, safe, and healthy, and they require a watchful eye of a caretaker, but also a veterinarian, a nutritionist, to provide guidance on a proper diet and health, mechanics and electricians to keep the buildings and equipment running smoothly, and we have feed and fuel that needs to get delivered. And then producers work with marketing specialists, bank lenders, insurance agents to help with the business side of the farm. And that's just a tip of the iceberg.
You know, again, and we need to reiterate, agriculture really is an industry that we all share. I appreciate that you joined us today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, I've recently been aware, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that conservation, as we talk about Ag Week, as it's such an important part of farming today. And as we celebrate Ag Week across this great state, listeners may hear more about the 10th anniversary of the nutrient reduction strategy. And this strategy was spearheaded by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and is a framework to help farmers, municipalities, and private business to work together to reduce nutrient loss and improve water quality both in Iowa and downstream.
So how are Floyd County farmers and agribusinesses involved in that?
Farmers here in Floyd County, including our farm, we use cover crops to reduce soil erosion and install buffer strips to improve water filtration from snowmelt and rain events and using conservation tillage to help improve soil health. Floyd County leads the state in the number of permanent wetland restoration projects completed in this time frame as well. And if you drive around the county, you'll see some of those big water pools that are part of that project. And I should acknowledge that this work is being done by more than just farmers. The contributors include the NRCS agents, soil and water commissioners, input suppliers, bankers, insurance agents, and many more that contribute to this work. It's not just a nutrient reduction, it's about sustainability up and down the supply chain with contributions from all who share in part in Iowa agriculture.
It is just, it blows my mind actually how much is involved with agriculture and farming in general. It's not just going out there, taking care of the, doing the chores and, you know, that kind of thing. It's just amazing to me. And now with technology being what it is, I just can't imagine what we would do without this huge industry. Yeah. So,
and I was agriculture is actually very technology.
Yeah,
they use a lot of technology. It's one of those fields that it's either way over here or way over there.
Yeah,
in what they use for it's, technology.
It's just so amazing to me. Thank you so much again for coming on in. We have a couple more interviews throughout the week as we continue to celebrate National Ag Week. And thank you again to the Floyd County Farm Bureau for helping us celebrate agriculture, which is an industry we all share.
We all share.
Have a great day, Roxanne. Thank you so much.
It is 8:14, 32 degrees downtown Charles City coming up. Our second guest of the day. Hang on.